AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. New details about a plot against a Taylor Swift concert overseas. Authorities in Vienna say they found chemical substances at the home of one of two suspects who'd recently pledged an oath of allegiance to the Islamic State group. Our Margie Zaralata reports.
Taylor Swift's three concerts in Austria have been called off over fears of an attack. Event organizer Barracuda Music says government officials confirmed an attack was planned and Barracuda had no choice but to cancel the shows.
Officials in Austria say the other suspect had recently started working at the stadium where they were planning to attack concert goers, possibly with knives and explosives. All the rainfall and flooding from Tropical Storm Debbie's now in store for the Mid-Atlantic and even New England. The system made landfall this morning for a second time near Bulls Bay, South Carolina. A powerful earthquake off Japan's southern coast. Our Karen Chamas reports.
Japan's meteorological agency measured the quake at 7.1. The tremor was centered off the eastern coast of Japan's southern main island of Kyushu.
With less than 3 months before the presidential election, both parties' candidates are focusing on the Midwest.
Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz were in Eau Claire.
Are you ready to make your voices heard?
Harris says she wants America to look forward and Donald Trump wants to hold on to the past. Also in Eau Claire was Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance.
They're going to try to call us weird for the next 93 days, and what's going to happen is the American people aren't going to care about it.
I'm Ed Donahue.
There were two executions in the U.S., in Utah and Texas, both men convicted of murdering a woman. The EPA is announcing an immediate ban on a weed killer known as DCPA or Dacthal. Experts say it's harmful to unborn babies and can impair brain development. This is AP News. Is democracy at stake in the upcoming election? Our Donna Warder reports.
More than half of Democrats surveyed by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research say the 2024 election is extremely important or very important to democracy. About 40% of Republicans and independents believe that. Poll findings suggest that many Democrats continue to view former President Donald Trump as a threat to democracy after he tried to overturn the results of the 2020 election and embrace the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol. But the poll findings suggest that many Trump supporters believe that President Joe Biden is the real threat to democracy. I'm Donna Warder.
At the Paris Olympics, the U.S. is facing Serbia in the men's basketball semifinals, looking to move one win away from a fifth consecutive gold medal. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.